Hey, we're going to keep things going now by talking Tar Heel field hockey. UNC coming off another national championship, fourth in the last 5 years with that dramatic win in the final. Of course, legendary head coach Karen Shelton announcing her retirement after 10 national championships and more career wins than any other coach in field hockey history. We're joined in the studio by an absolute Carolina legend. Aaron Mattson, star of the field hockey team, is joining us here in the studio to reflect on the last year, the last 5 years, and talk about Coach Shelton as she heads into retirement. Aaron, good morning. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing okay.
For allowing me to be here and, talk about an amazing woman we all love and a pretty great season.
Yeah. What has the last couple of weeks been for you?
Chaos would be the would be the best word, but beautiful chaos. Lots of celebration. Bittersweet moments, you know, with coach and graduation and everything too. But it's an awesome time of year for so many reasons, and we're lucky that we can throw a couple more awesome things into the mix to celebrate.
Did you just graduate?
Yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was the big day.
Uh-huh. Congratulations.
Yeah, it was great. It was fun. Me and our practice player, Hayden Clay, were sitting together and everything through it all, so it was special.
Tell us about the championship game, which was such a dramatic game with a great ending.
Yeah, I think it was a long period of, okay, you know, not comfortableness, because 1-0 is not a comfortable score at all, but maybe the fans got a little bored, you know. It got down to the wire, though, and like in the last two, I guess, total like 5 minutes, you know, you have the thought of, okay, we can actually do this. Oh, no, they scored. Oh, then we scored. Oh, and then all of this stuff. But yeah, we stuck together. We played as a team. I don't think for a second there was one, you know, thought of doubt or anything, especially when they scored. We got in the huddle, you know, and everyone was just, this is not happening. We're fine. Keep doing our game, playing our game and everything. And everyone from the bench to on the field to the stands and the people watching behind screens, you know, there was a lot of support and belief. So we were able to get it done.
The game ended. It was over. You'd won the championship. What were your thoughts?
I think it was the first national championship where I was speechless. After all of them, you know, it's, I don't even know the right word to describe the feeling because it's just so powerful. But there was always, okay, this is great. Like, I can't wait to do this again and everything. And then this one happened and it's like, this is great, but wait a second, I don't get to do it again. And the whole senior class, you know, a couple of the girls are coming back, which is so exciting and good for the program and everything. But like for Mayor and I, you know, it's that was it. That's all it could be. So it was very, again, bittersweet in a way, but we were just focused on the positive side of it and the celebration together. And we had tons of alums there. Our families were there. It was great. It was great after the game and everything, but definitely a different feeling.
You had four national championships. Did they all feel different? Was there one that felt more special than the others?
Or, I get that question a lot. I don't, there's definitely not a favorite. Mm-hmm. They all are different in their own ways, but yeah, I would say depending on, you know, the place and if our families could be there, if we could fly right back or if we had to stay and celebrate, you know, everyone is different. And the games themselves were different with the scores and who the teams were and how we felt we played. You know, there's different elements to all of them. So it's really cool. And we're lucky to be able to look back and compare national championships. You know, a lot of people don't get to do that. So this one was really unique and memorable, though, for sure.
Between practicing and game time and just hanging out with the other players, do you have like a favorite story that you keep retelling or coming back to?
No, but I think just overall this fall, the team did so much together off the field. And we were so close. No one, you know, there was really no drama, which is crazy when it comes to a team full of 28 girls, you know, that doesn't happen. It was a breeze off the field, and everyone would either go get ice cream together, go to dinner together, or just like walk in the front door and then 5 minutes later another one's walking in, you know, unannounced. But that's completely normal and acceptable, obviously. So there was just a lot of different like team camaraderie events going on that not necessarily were planned. That I think was really cool about this season.
Speaking with Aaron Mattson, Tar Heel field hockey star, coming off another national championship, and also reflecting on head coach Karen Shelton, who won her 10th this year and then announced her retirement shortly thereafter, going out on the highest of high notes. What are your thoughts about Coach Shelton?
Yeah, I mean, she is a legend, period, and people talking about, you know, that word and GOAT getting thrown around a lot here because we produce, Carolina produces, you know, insane athletes and humans and coaches and everything. But she really deserves that title. She's done such an amazing job with the program and you know, building this from the ground up and, you know, creating a culture and an alumni culture and just all that she's done. She's so smart, so intelligent, but it also just comes naturally for her because it's from the bottom of her heart and how badly she wants, yes, to win and, you know, to create some pretty, you know, killer teams and everything, but also just to make sure that she's coaching and almost raising girls and empowering them to be good people and confident women for whatever's next and everything. So we love her. None of what we did would have been possible without her. So yes, again, another bittersweet one. It's sad to see her go, and no one, you know, everyone wants her to coach forever, but she deserves this. And we're really excited to see the side of her that's, you know, like a grandmother and a mother and you know, just enjoying a beach, maybe, not recruiting, you know, just sitting there on the sand. So we're very excited for her, and she deserves it.
What has she meant for you personally?
Oh, she's everything to me. I've had a lot of amazing coaches throughout my career, but she is up there. It's crazy, again, what she can do field hockey wise, but mainly how she correlates it to real life, you know, situations and everything and setting us up. But I would not be here if it was not for her. I would not be the person or player I am if it was not for her. I know we're definitely going to have a different relationship moving forward because she's, yeah, no longer our true coach and everything, but she'll always be our coach. And I think it's exciting to see how our relationship's built over the years. And now this is just another variation of that that I think we're both really excited to get into.
Is there a lesson that she's taught or instilled that has stood with you more than anything else?
I think the biggest one, and I'm sure all the girls would say this, is the beautiful, strong, powerful women. Again, play like that on the field and make sure your teammate feels like that next to you, and do what you can on the field to uphold that, but also carry that throughout the rest of your life. You know, don't second guess yourself. Be confident. You have done things that other people in the country haven't done or can't do, you know, stuff like that. Believe in yourself and ultimately in the people around you. So I think that's the main lesson that she always reminds us of. And it really just, it hits home and captures a lot. So we're very appreciative.
Speaking with Aaron Mattson, Tar Heel field hockey legend, now a Carolina graduate, moving on to the next phase in your life. What's next for you?
Yeah, that's the golden question, Aaron. We will see. There's a couple different options. I absolutely love coaching, so we'll see if something comes from that. If not, I love talking on these things, you know, maybe broadcasting. We will see. There's the national team stuff. I definitely don't want to, you know, we're lucky I don't have to say goodbye to the sport, so that's exciting. But yeah, with graduation yesterday, it's happening, you know.
Sorry, it's so
I'm
unfair to ask you this question like literally the day after graduation.
No.
Okay, what's next? What are you gonna do for the rest of your life?
No, that's funny though, because that was kind of the message of graduation, was you know, that feeling of what's next, and everyone was like, we can't tell you that, it's in your hands. So it was a great message to take away and everything. But I'm very excited. It's going to be different. I'm not going to lie. It's weird. I'm sure you can attest to it too. It's a weird period of your life, but I'm looking forward to seeing what pans out, where I end up. And I know I'll enjoy whatever it is. So,
team related or not team related, what will you miss the most about UNC?
Oh, that's crazy. I haven't been asked that question yet. I would say the team. I think it's unique, period, to be a college athlete and walk into the locker room and have, you know, so many friends and a family and somewhere to go back to, and people who understand you, you know, and who speak the same language and stuff, and want things as bad as you do. But I also think at UNC, there's a different expectation for a culture, and that's a good thing because we can live up to it. But Carolina itself brings a special team into the mix, and also especially Carolina field hockey. You know, there's a culture there that is not like anywhere else in the country, and it doesn't come easy. It takes work, and we put the work in for it, but it's really beautiful to have a culture when you finally get there. And again, 28 girls that you can look around and be like, I am comfortable with everyone. I love everyone in this room. And I know that they want what's best for me, and I want what's best for them. And it's really special. So I think I'm definitely just going to miss, you know, the Carolina culture, team atmosphere, that all of my teams have created, and it's been really special. Again, it's unique. It's not like any other university has it. So I'm going to miss them. But also, again, with relationship talk, heading into the next phase of our lives, we're all still a team for life. We're bonded through these national championships and through the Carolina Blue. So again, it's just another variation of a relationship. And I think we're excited to be alums.
A Tar Heel legend, a four-time national champion, and now a Carolina graduate, Aaron Mattson, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thank you.